Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Here's the pitch, drilled in the air, trouble deep left center, all the way back and gone for a home run. And the Marlins have taken a 3-2 lead. As I look at the flags, they are not blowing the way they have been almost all day. De La Cruz with a home run and Miami with their first lead of the day. It is 3-2 here in the ninth inning.
It ain't the flags. It's the closer.
Yeah?
And you got to keep the ball in the park. Everything we're talking about, the stuff we're talking about with Ian Happ, about limiting slug, the stuff we're talking about with Steve Stone, this is the coin of the realm. And you've got to be on the right side of it. Too often, Adbert Alzolay has not been. And it's why it feels like the Cubs, as good as they are, as well as they're playing, and sometimes their relentless offense can look like they're just going to never make outs. But there is an underlying weakness to this team that's got to be addressed.
Which is?
You've got bullpen problems. You've got pitching problems. You're running out of pitchers right now. And calling up Matt Mervis is great, and I don't know what it means for Garrett Cooper. Trying hard to look like Garrett Cooper.
Cooper!
But I don't know. There's... You need arms. Like, I know there's going to be churn, and we know there's going to be, but it's not sustainable right now to keep doing what they're doing.
It was kind of like Alzolay was found money last year, where you're trying to figure out, well, who's going to step into that role, and then he steps into it. But every year there's an example of a bullpen is a living organism, and unless you are a dominant lockdown guy, most people are out here, you're searching for trying to get those last three outs. You can't have that. I still think the Cubs are a team that are still playing with the margin a little bit. And so you can't have that if you didn't spend money, like big money, to go and really just take the National League Central.
And part of the problem, too, that I have, I know we're celebrating Shota Imanaga.
Yes.
Because the guy's, worth 8 WAR already. His numbers are terrific. I am terrified.
Of the regression?
I'm terrified of warm weather.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah, he's a candidate for Yakutao.
Yes. Which is Japanese for, oh, my neck snapped back because another ball has just been hit over my head. He's a fly ball pitcher. What was Steve Stone just saying? I love Shota, but I'm worried about him because of the kind of contact that he generates with everything. It's about to start warming up. That ivy turns green. That ball starts to fly.
At least at this point, he's still getting people out, which is not what you can say about Kyle Hendricks. Not getting people out. And then having to go back out there again.
I'm terrified about Hector Neris. The one guy, there's your irony. They did spend. You think veteran, high-leverage bullpen arm, and all of a sudden he's struggling to throw strikes, and when he does, he's wild in the strike zone and getting hit.
So I ran into this on Sunday as I was driving back from the parents' house, listening to the pregame show. And Craig Counsell said this to Zach about Adbert Alzolay.
At this point, Adbert needs confidence for sure. And I think he needs like good innings and good outings just for confidence. So that's probably job number one. Because I don't think there's things that are like really far off or big changes that need to be made. But I do think when you've been in the situations Adbert's in, it shakes your confidence. Like that's normal and that's expected and that's okay. So we'll work on that, and that's based on some success and maybe some lower leverage stuff, and then go from there.
So a lot of that going around with the Cubs. there's not going to, you're going to run out of low leverage opportunities for people.
And the issue with Adbert is that he, when there is contact, it's hard. His career soft contact rate is 16.3%. Last year, his soft contact rate was 17.3%. This year, it's 3.2. When they swing the bat, when people make contact against them, the ball flies.
Would you like to hear more analysis on Adbert Alzolay?
Yes.
Lance Brozdowski, he actually talked about this morning with Mully and Haw.
It's a curious case, too, because the slider's always been the pretty dominant pitch for Alzolay. And this year, it's not working. If you look at where the damage is being given up, it's all bottom third of the zone. And that's generally where the pitch worked well last year. So I don't have – it's not one of those things that I look at from, like, the data perspective and go, oh, okay, yeah, like, you just got to change the location here, or, like, the shapes of the pitch is different, or it's not as hard, or the velo's down, which you often see in back-end guys. And I think oftentimes you can ascribe a lot of issues to that. So I'm not entirely sure what the fix is. I think that's maybe something internally that they're trying to figure out right now is what's going on, whether he needs another pitch to supplant the slider and keep hitters off it. Does the usage of the slider need to come down, which I don't necessarily think is the case because that pitch is the best pitch he has. So this is one of those situations where you just got to get him right, and you probably have to take him out of the role. As to who supplants him is probably more of an interesting question. I mean, Marco Leiter Jr. has been the best reliever in the bullpen right now, but when I think of closer, I unfortunately don't really think of Marco Leiter Jr. just because the fastball's not that great. The splitter is amazing, though. So I almost think it's maybe more of a matchup thing where you kind of peek at who's coming up. Maybe use Yancy, who's been really good versus righties, or use MLJ, who's been good versus lefties, and kind of go from there and see if in the meantime you can get Adbert right.
You know what I wish? I wish Craig Counsell didn't have to earn his money so quickly.
Yeah, he's managing hard.
Yeah,
he really is.
I wish that Craig Counsell didn't have to take that $8 million a year and turn it into magic by, okay, well, I've got to find low leverage. And I get that this is a manager's job. But the hope when he was brought in was that he would have a better team. And you make up the difference in some of the games that you should have won last year because he's a better manager, maybe the best manager in the game. The fact that he's got to already be out here doing backflips and whatnot to try to get this thing to work is a little scary to me.
And it's scary for a manager to wake up every day and not know the back end of your bullpen.
Yes.
That's the worst thing. Joe Maddon used to talk to you about it all the time.
It's where he started, knowing that I got that covered. Now we can figure out how to bridge the starter to that.
One of the phrases I hate the most in baseball is closer by committee. And whenever you have that situation, it's very nerve-wracking to watch a team get out of a jam at the end of a game, whatever, and it becomes very, very just exhausting.
Yeah, some of these Cubs games, I'm counting outs. I find myself, look, is this okay?
Who's
six,
available?
Right. I'm like, okay, eight. We got eight outs we got to get here. How are we going to get these eight outs, however many it may be? You know, you look at, okay, nine feels like a lot. I'm like, all right, well, eight feels like, okay, seven. And now, okay, now we're done. Now six outs. And I don't, it's April.
Yes, it's April, yeah. but we all know that you don't want to give away those games just because it's April. This goes to the bigger point that Jed talks about all the time. Blowouts are great because it offers you some more low leverage situations where you can have Adbert work on some stuff. You can have Neris work on some stuff. You can even let Kyle go another inning because you have a 7-run lead. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. There isn't a lot of that going on.
And then you get to August and Mark Leiter Jr. is
thrown 60
like, yeah,
times.
Yeah,
right.
my arm hurts and my legs are tired and my shoulder. Like, well, yeah, because we had to use you every single day. There's only one of him. And like you heard Lance Brozdowski say, that is not a guy who people are like, well, that locks down the last three outs of the game. No, it doesn't.
No,
as good as he's been. You don't feel that way.
I really wish that Council didn't have to manage this hard.